And person number six, I've had a lot of self-analysis in this last 3 weeks about what is really important for me to be doing at my age, getting out of the trenches, so to speak, and still being of service to the elder community, she says. When I get home, I'm exhausted, and when I lose them, I go through emotional detachment. It's a very personal thing for me. 2 hours after I got to work, they let us know that we had to close the restaurant and go to Human Resources to receive a letter of layoff, says Roy James, recalling his last shift on March 19th at a restaurant inside Miami International Airport, where he tended bar for the past decade. The only thing that I know how to do well is serve people, and right now we're not serving people, says the 42-year-old, who was mixing cocktails in his native Cuba before arriving in the U.S. 15 years ago. Helped by a boom in leisure and hospitality jobs, the unemployment rate for Hispanics dropped to a record low last year and continued to hover near 3.9% until March, when it jumped to its highest level since 2016. James, who lives with his mother and 9-year-old son, received his stimulus check but has been unable to collect unemployment despite his filing. My bank account is at zero right now, he says. The coronavirus will disappear, but the bills are not going to disappear. To pay my rent, I got a deal for the first month, but for the second month, I didn't get a deal, so I had to pay my rent yesterday. I cannot continue accommodating deals and deals and deals to make late payments, because by the time everything is going to go back to normal, we will have to pay everything back all at the same time.